This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The Air Force Academy has graduated cadets directly into the new Space Force for the first time. General John Raymond leads the force and spoke at the cadets' graduation ceremony yesterday. He says the grads will help instill a culture of innovation, which is needed to stay ahead of other world powers like Russia and China.
And you, if deterrence fails, will fight and win the battle for space superiority, which is so vital to our nation, our allies, and our joint and coalition forces.
No family or friends were allowed to attend the graduation because of coronavirus concerns. And the stage is now set for a two-man race in a key U.S. Senate primary. Democratic candidates Andrew Romanoff and former Governor John Hickenlooper will square off in June. Romanoff secured the top line of the ballot by winning the overwhelming support from party activists at the state Democratic Assembly yesterday. Hickenlooper made the ballot through signature gathering. No other Democrat has qualified. The winner will take on Republican Senator Cory Gardner in the general election. And be sure to check updated schedules before getting on an RTD bus or train today. RTD is cutting service beginning today. That's because ridership is down about 70% since the coronavirus pandemic has kept so many people at home. Some of those buses will be repurposed for city rides in Denver, where ridership is still high. Mostly sunny skies for Denver and Colorado Springs today. Highs near 60. This is CPR News.